This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. There was a time when the variety show was a staple of radio broadcasting.
Welcome to the Texaco Star Theater, ladies and gentlemen, and a special welcome to our armed forces all over the world who will hear this program by shortwave. Tonight we present Fred Allen, Kenny Baker, Portland Hopper, our special guest, Miss Jean Arthur from Hollywood, the winner of the Texaco College competition, Claude Coleman from St. Louis University in St. Louis, Missouri, and Al Goodman's orchestra. An hour of mirth and melody brought to you by Texaco dealers from coast to coast.
Well, these days, about all that's left of that sort of radio is a prairie home companion. But here in the Triangle, we have our own call back to the past. It's the Murphy School Radio Show. Happens every year, brings together a slew of local musicians, writers, all for a good cause. This year, donations from the show going to Seeds and Book Harvest. Headliners include novelist John Claude Bemis and Michael Parker, and the stirring harmonies of Stella, much, much more. It's called A Celebration of Triangle Wit and Lit and Music, and it's happening February 23rd, Historic Murphy School in Orange County. And joining us now to talk about it is the host of the show, Georgianne Eubanks. She is also the author of Literary Trails of North Carolina, that whole series. Georgianne, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good to see you, Frank.
Also with us, Jennifer Evans, Julie Woodmansey, and Betsy Levitis. Thank you so much for being on the program. It's great. Great to have all of you here.
Great to be here.
Wonderful to be here.
Georgianne, this show has been going on a few years now. Tell us how it got started.
Well, the folks who renovated the Murphy School, the Shared Visions Foundation, Jay Miller and Ebeth Scott Sinclair, decided that the auditorium of the school was just begging to be used. And we thought, well, why not do something that's sort of from the same era, 1930s? And we cooked up the Murphy School radio show as a way, as we've learned, not just to raise money for nonprofits in Durham and Orange County, but also to raise awareness of these nonprofits because they tend to be smaller ones. And the nonprofits that have participated in our four shows so far, and this will be our fifth, have actually gotten volunteers and other people engaged. And actually, some of the nonprofits have started collaborating with each other. And then, of course, it's a great way to showcase the incredible talent, musical and otherwise.
Because the whole show is written from scratch each time and is staged. It's a remarkable show.
Well, it's a total high-wire act, Frank, as you know. Because
I was there just once.
Yeah, and we don't ever have a rehearsal with everybody there until the actual show. So we're all a little on the edge of our seats, and there are a lot of seats on the stage because there's so many people involved. And somehow we've managed to pull it off without any major disaster so far.
No, far from it. It's a really creative show, and it's lots of great music. I wonder if we can – well, let's talk to Julie and Betsy. Tell us a little bit about Stella. I don't know who wants to take that one, but Stella's an a cappella group.
Stella has been at every Murphy School radio show so far, and it's one of the highlights of our year. We are seven Triangle women who sing a cappella music, sometimes accompanied by acoustic instruments, but mostly a cappella. And we have a great time at the Murphy School show, collaborating with other musicians. We've made lots of musical friends, and it's just the most fun.
You get to collaborate with this wonderful woman, and you've been on the show as Stella. Jennifer Evans has been on for her great gospel and blues singing. How long have you been with the show? You've been with it from the start, haven't you?
I've been with them from the start as well. It's been wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Will you do a song for us now?
Sure. We can do...
You can do one of the jingles.
We can do one of the jingles.
All right, why don't you do that?
Okay.
When you're feeling frisky, you don't need that whiskey. Sometimes just a little spice makes the naughty oh so nice. Adam and Eve, because playtime doesn't end with the daytime. Adam and Eve.
There we go. A jingle for Adam and Eve, Jennifer Evans, Julie Woodmansey, and Betsy Levitis. They're going to be performing at the Murphy School Radio Show on February 23rd. And Georgianne, tell us about these jingles and how they play a part in the show.
Well, it's gotten to the point now, which is great news for the nonprofits, that we have about 10 jingles in every show. And local businesses who donate $500 get an original jingle written by somebody in the show. And so we've got some new ones this time that are going to be an interesting challenge. We've got silver current acupuncture. This is the first time we've ever had to sing about acupuncture. We have a construction company, C.T. Wilson, and we're going to do a jingle about American Tobacco Campus this time.
Oh, that all sounds great. And tell us about the beneficiaries of this. Where's the money going this time?
Well, Seeds is a Durham nonprofit that works in community gardens and teaches kids about growing vegetables and ecology. And Book Harvest is also a children's nonprofit, or at least it benefits children in terms of giving gently used books to kids who don't have them in their home.
Well, that's great. And so the money comes two ways. Obviously, the gate, you know, people pay to get in, and then these jingles, and that's been getting more and more popular. So
Right.
And putting the whole thing together. And there's also performance here from writers. And this time, we've got a couple of writers.
Judy Goldman. Yeah, last show we had Judy Goldman and Scott Hewler on the show. And Judy's from Charlotte, and she tells us a little bit about a story from her memoir about her sister and her efforts to impress her sister.
Let's hear it.
When I was little, I could always win over my older sister by putting my whole fist in my mouth. She would be huddling with neighborhood friends on the sidewalk, doing whatever it is that big kids do, and I would slip inside the circle, work my fingers back behind my two front teeth, push and grind until my hand disappeared all the way up to my bony wrist. And everyone, including my sister, would go, She had me perform this for other groups. It never failed to astound.
That was Judy Goldman reading from her memoir, Losing My Sister, during a performance of the Murphy School radio show. That was the last performance. And I think, I was involved in one. I believe I was Frank Pistachio.
You were. You did it well.
Apart from me, there are so many creative people there who can really bring the writing talent, and then you have showcase writers. And it really is this kind of festival. And you're sitting there in the audience saying, wow, I live in a great place. Look at all these folks who are around me. And as you say, kind of put it together on the fly.
And this time we're having a couple of youngsters who bill themselves as the Bucket Brothers. They have studied with our musical director, Robert Griffin, and they're 9 and 12, I believe, and they play between them something like 9 instruments. So they're coming on board.
That's great stuff. Will you I wonder if we could get another song.
Sure.
Oh, I'm so happy you didn't say no. It occurred to me that you might. Okay. What are you going to do?
We're going to do Up Above My Head. This is one of the songs that we used to close the last Murphy School radio show. Up above my head,
up above my head,
I hear music in the air,
music in the air.
Up above my head,
up above my head,
I hear music in the air,
music in the air.
Up above my head,
up above my head,
I hear music in the air,
music in the air.
My God, it must be a heaven somewhere. Up above my head,
up above my head,
I hear joy in
joy
the air,
in the air.
Up above my head,
up above my head,
I hear joy in
joy
the air,
in the air.
Up above my head,
up above my head,
I hear joy
in the air,
in the air. My God, it must be
a heaven somewhere.
Up above my head, Jennifer Evans, Julie Woodmansey, and Betty Levitis. They're going to be performing at the Murphy School Radio Show on February 23rd. Jennifer, tell us about that song.
Oh, God, it's an old Negro spiritual, and we were trying to come up with something that would just move the crowd. And we got together, Stella and myself, and we rehearsed it, and they ended up ending the show with it, which was a really, really great way to end the show. So we're excited about the new things that we're going to be doing, and we have a lot of songs that
with John Brown.
Yes,
John
with
Brown's
John Brown
from Duke,
bass player. Yes, so we're excited about having him to come on the show, and we look forward to some of the surprise songs we're going to have going on. So
no clues?
No, not
just
yet.
Surprises.
Yes.
So you talked about Georgia and the nonprofits who've collaborated, but I'm guessing there have been a lot of creative collaborations as well in terms of music.
Yes, we've had a lot of collaborations.
We didn't know Jennifer until the Murphy School show, and we have had the best time sort of blending her gospel sound with the songs that we do, and last time we got to get up on stage with her and stand behind her and be the Etz.
We got
to be the Jennifer Etz.
You know, Georgianne, the other interesting thing about this is that it is, as we said, it's all original every time. It takes a lot of time, really, to organize this thing, as it's a volunteer event.
Yeah, but there are enough of us that a little bit goes around to everybody, and so we managed to pull it off. And we've decided now we're going to do the show twice a year, February and November. So we got a big break in the middle there. But those are good months for us to do it, we've discovered, in terms of competition with other events. And we spread it around. And so far, nobody's fallen off the high wire. So we have more confidence every time.
Tell us about the writers you have coming.
Oh, gosh. Michael Parker has got to be just one of the best novelists working in North Carolina now, a native North Carolinian, teaches at UNCG, and one of his writing students, who happens to be the editor of our state magazine, Elizabeth Hudson, is his co-anchor. And Elizabeth is an authentic North Carolinian who tells wonderful stories about growing up in the Piedmont.
That sounds great. Well, we have samples, too, of some of the other jingles that that are available and that you write on. And I've wondered, I'm going to hear it in just a second, but I wonder if they ever have an afterlife. Do they ever go anywhere after that? They're so wonderful. And you think, well, you know, if only we played commercials, we'd play them here.
Right. Well, I think, you know, the show is broadcast on WCHL, and so they do get some play there when the show is on. And and some of our sponsors have, I think, put them up on their websites, and actually, I think they're catching on. Let me just say that.
Well, let's hear another one.
Who's got the city covered like kudzu? Who's got the pics, the blogs, and reviews? Rogers cartoons and columns by Crowther. Everyone knows it's Indie. The Indie will make you think. You'll find where to eat and drink. It's printed, not soy-based ink. And it's online.
And it's online.
And it's online.
And it's online. The Indie, still in print.
That's great. So what about this area now? You're doing it twice a year. It seems like an idea that others might be interested in. Do people talk to you and say, hey, you know, Georgianne, how do we do that here in our Murphy School in Raleigh?
Well, we want to be unique, I have to admit. I mean, it would be so much fun to go on the road, but it would be a very big bus. So we're just going to keep on going. We've raised over $50,000 in the first four shows. This will be our fifth, and we just want, you know, there are plenty of nonprofits. And we might have a reunion show at some point, Frank. So Mr. Pistachio will be back.
I would be happy to come back.
Good.
I would be happy to. It was so much fun doing that and meeting all those folks and getting a wonderful newscast that I got to read was fantastic. So you're going to do this now for the fifth time. You do it as a radio show, and I find that interesting. I know you wanted to stay in period, but it could have been a vaudeville show. I think it works great as a radio show. It's a wonderful idea. But why a radio show and say not vaudeville?
Well, because we wanted it to have a shelf life beyond just that moment on the stage. It's really worth recording. And we actually shoot video of the whole thing, and we've put clips up online. Jay Miller said, why do we need to spend money for lighting? And we said, he said, it's a radio show. And we said, you know, people need to see the show.
Right. I mean, it is interesting to see how people do respond to it as a radio show. And, of course, the wonderful thing about that is that you all get to hold your script in your hand. I mean, that's part of the frame and part of the conceit. And so the good news is, if you only do get one rehearsal or less, there's your script.
That's how we pull it off, right?
And people really respond to it. So how many people fit in that auditorium?
Legally? I think the fire marshal says 172, something like that. And since 20 people are in the cast, tickets go fast, which is why we've now gone to the two shows in one day, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. So in some ways, the 3 o'clock is our really dress rehearsal, and then 7 o'clock, we've got it down. And it allows folks to bring their kids. It's family-friendly and hipster-approved.
Well, you can take your word for it. And tell us where this is, because the Murphy School is kind of in that funny little zone, that kind of Durham-ish, Orange County-ish kind of region.
Right. It's on Old NC-10 in Murphy School Road, which is about equidistant from Chapel Hill, Durham, and Hillsboro. And we are going to put up very extensive directions on our website, murphyschoolradio.net.
Oh, it's great. It's a great location, perfect place for this kind of show. And thank you all so much for being there. Georgianne Eubanks, the host of the Murphy School Radio Show, also the author of the Literary Trails of North Carolina series. Jennifer Evans is the Murphy School's blues and gospel singer, and also for our whole region. Julie Woodmansey and Betty Levitis are members of Stella. They're all going to be performing at the show, the Murphy School Radio Show, February 23rd at Historic Murphy School in Orange County. And you can find out more by going to murphyschoolradio.net. That's our program for today. Thanks for listening to The State of Things. You can go to our website, stateofthings.org. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about global warming and agriculture. If you thought it was all about sea level rise, you're wrong. It has a direct impact on the food we eat and how much of it. We'll talk about that tomorrow on The State of Things, a program directed by Alex Granados and produced by Sean Wen, Nicole Campbell, Dave DeWitt. Christina Blyde is our intern. Robin Copley, the technical director. Brent Wolf is our news director. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.